This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats are in deep trouble. Deep trouble. This party is in such bad shape. I can't even describe it. And I got a smile on my face. I'm not going to lie. But it's because I told you guys, I've been saying this for the better part of a decade, that the Democrats are in trouble. The only thing that holds them together in any way, shape, or form is their hatred of us. And that's not even working anymore because they're showing their true colors inside of the party. Welcome back, everybody, or I should say welcome. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Bernie Sanders tweeted this. What kind of economy allows for the top 0.00025% of the population to own more wealth than the bottom 150 million? A rigged economy. That is why we demand that the very wealthy and the large corporations pay their fair share in taxes. And I tweeted back to Crazy Bernie, the country that allowed you, who has zero talent, to do anything except criticize people that are willing to go out there and put their hard-earned capital, you know, to work, they allowed you to become a millionaire. That's what this country is. It's funny to me how the very people who have benefited the most want to criticize. Bernie Sanders failed at everything he did. The only thing he was good at is convincing people that somebody's taking from you, and you know they should be taking something from somebody and giving it to you, and that is his skill set. Go look at his record. Don't believe me. He failed as a carpenter. He failed in journeyman stuff. This is a guy that can't be a short order fry cook, and I'm not criticizing that job. He couldn't wash dishes and do it successfully. He couldn't be a janitor. He couldn't be a part-time bartender. Bernie Sanders has no talent. None. Ryan Fournier tweeted this. Senator Elizabeth Warren lives in a $5.4 million mansion, claimed Native American status to score a Harvard gig to pay $350,000 to teach one class, and now lectures us that the system is rigged to benefit the rich. Yet again, another contradiction. This is what these people are, walking, talking contradictions. And I'm going to get to that later in the broadcast, but I want to talk about this right now because this is a guy that wrote a piece in American Spectator that talks about how crazy it is within the Democratic Party, and he's essentially validating everything I've been saying to you guys for the better part of a decade since I've been doing this show, the Kevin Jackson Show. And he says, a little more than 2 years after Trump rocked the Republican establishment and shocked the world with his upset of Hillary Clinton, a motley crew of Democrats jockeys to unseat number 45. And just as Trump was forced to fight an organized resistance from within the Republican ranks, the 2020 Democrat nominee will likewise encounter a measure of scrutiny. And you're already starting to see this. I told you, Kamala Harris and Cory Booker have been set up. They don't even realize their campaigns are over before they started. Elizabeth Warren, she's got the fake Indian status. She signed on to the Green New Deal. Anybody that signed on to the Green New Deal is gone. They are toast. So that's Ocasio-Cortez, I talked about this earlier in the broadcast, says, all the Democratic presidential candidates have signed on. Watch. Watch and see if they all agree with it. They're going to go, while it was a valiant effort, it went too far, and I cannot endorse it, whatever. You're going to watch them run from it like scalded dogs. And it just goes to show you how bad things are. He says this, the Never Trump movement shattered party unity, forced an exodus of Republican elites, reshaping the GOP into an entirely new animal. And the Democrats' factionalism, divided among establishment holdouts, disenchanted Bernie bros, and a new breed of brash, unapologetic radical, who preach extreme socialism and environmentalism will almost certainly fracture the party's foundations as the primaries heat up. One quick note on socialism. Donald Trump has finally done what no other president has been able to do in the last 20 years, Republican president, and that is make socialism a bad word. Are you starting to see people go, well, you know, it's a socialist, they're backing away. Oh, it's not anything overt. It's not like, don't call me a socialist. You haven't heard anybody say that. But I'm telling you right now, in the last week, I've watched people sort of back away from the socialist idea. Howard Schultz has pretty much said it. These socialist policies, you know, things like that. He's used the term. He's been the most bold so far. But you're going to watch others back away from that. That is a Trump fallout. That is part of the Trump effect. Anyway, this guy goes on. He says, but the difference is the divide. The 2016 Republicans were minuscule compared to those facing the 2020 Democratic field. And again, I don't want to be a broken record, but I've been saying this. He says Trump's perceived arrogance and uncouth debating style were one thing. Party infighting over issues such as universal health care and late-term abortion will prove to be quite another. And he's talking about that with respect to the Democrats. They want universal health care. They want universal pay, this like, what do they call it, where everybody gets paid. No matter what, you're alive, you get a check. Then, late-term abortion. How many did that turn off? I mean, and they're giggling and laughing about it. And there's a host of other things. Oh, I thought you wanted us out of the war. Isn't that what Trump did? I thought you wanted a more robust economy. I thought you wanted the swamp drained in D.C. where we're, you know, getting the lead out of politics, where lobbyists are not making decisions. And I could go on and on and on. So, You want what Donald Trump is giving you. You want more business, more people working, more minorities working, more women working, more Latinos working, a fair thing for most people. And you're getting it, and they still don't know what they want. Believe me, people inside of their party are seeing this. He goes on to say this. The lines have been drawn, and the radical wing is well represented. Elizabeth Warren was first to declare, and far-left California Senator Kamala Harris recently followed suit. Their socialist, brother-in-arms, and original establishment instigator Bernie Sanders is also reportedly gearing up for yet another go. I could go into the retreads here. I've listed two people who are retreads. Bernie Sanders for sure, Elizabeth Warren. There's even talk of Biden and Hillary Clinton again. Elizabeth Warren says Donald Trump's not even going to be around. He's probably going to be in prison. So when we come back, I want to talk more about this. I want to talk about the other candidates. I want to talk about the rift within the Democratic Party, because that's what you need to be focused on and understand how to exploit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Talking about the Democrats being in total disarray. And I'm not even, when I say this, I'm not saying it to, because I think my audience is conservative and it's what you want to hear. I'm telling you what I really believe. These people are in disarray. And what's interesting, they've been in disarray for a decade. A decade. Going back to Obama, take away 2008 where he was going to get elected. It didn't matter if Jesus ran against him. He was going to get elected, okay? But once the veneer rubbed off, you know, they found out it was fool's gold, and he wasn't Jesus, but instead he was baby black Jesus, then suddenly that was when the opportunity came for Republicans to take advantage of it, and they blew it. They blew it. And in fact, they blew it so bad they didn't even want Donald Trump, so they conspired against him. But I want you to think back on this. What if we hadn't gotten Trump? And I'm not talking about if we had gotten Hillary. What if we'd gotten Ted Cruz? Would we be anywhere near where we are right now? And the answer is, I'm going to do it for you, because I know Ted. I'm a friend of his, an acquaintance for sure. It wouldn't have happened. We wouldn't be where we need to be. Rand Paul, Carly Fiorina, any of them. I can't think of the Huckabee, all of them, name them. Even Herman Cain. I mean, a lot of people liked Herman. And I know he didn't run that last cycle, but you get what I'm saying. Doesn't matter. Ben Carson. Nobody was going to put us where we are right now. And nobody was going to destroy the Republican establishment to such a degree that the party had to get remade. And it got remade where the dude who was supposed to be crowned king, Paul Ryan, he said, my time is over. I'm out. He was a lefty. Go back home to your lefty wife. Mitch McConnell's had to remake himself. Lindsey Graham, holy cow, what did that chick do, huh? Lindsey has completely remade himself into the essentially a Donald Trump mini-me. I mean, I disagree a little bit here and there, but for the most part, he's right there with him. So he's remade the Republican Party for the better. And I told you guys before, if there's any party that's redeemable that can be remade, it is the Republican Party. You can't do anything with these leftists. They are irredeemable. Oh, that now they're going to use that. We're the irredeemables. We're the deplorables. They're the irredeemables. Anyway, this guy's talking about in this article in American Spectator, the lines have been drawn. Radical wings, well represented, Warren, Kamala Harris, socialist brother in arms, Bernie Sanders. And he says, here's where the article continues. He says, at this point, only the alleged intentions of former Vice President Joe Biden, former New York City mayor, one-time Republican Michael Bloomberg, and Mrs. Democrat establishment herself, Hillary Clinton, are standing in the way of an all-far-left Democratic field. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. KJRadio.com. We're dissecting the Democrats, dissecting politics, hopefully doing it in a way that makes you think, encourages you to think for yourselves. These are my ideas, most that I'm espousing here, but I have found backup that I've been able to present, and this guy wrote this piece that I think is very well written, which is why I'm bringing it to you. He goes on to say this. If none run, and he's talking about Biden, Bloomberg, and Hillary Clinton, which, by the way, I predict none of them will run. I don't even think Joe Biden wants in the mix. Now, he could fool me, but Bloomberg's not going to run, and I will guarantee you Hillary Clinton will not run. So here we go. He says, if none run, then the Democratic Party will be something entirely new and unrecognizable. If any run, however, the Never Trump debacle will look like a schoolyard scuffle compared to the Armageddon that will ensue among the blue lines. I'm sorry, among the blue ties. In fact, the first seal may have been broken as both camps are already trading barbs a year before the first states hold their primaries. And here's what he goes on to report. He says, Bloomberg has compared Warren's millionaire tax, which targets wealthy rather than income, to Venezuela, and labeled Ocasio-Cortez's Green New Deal as pie in the sky. It doesn't take a psychic to foresee what nearly 2 years of constant he said, she said analysis will do to further drive a wedge between the party's traditional center and the up-and-coming outsiders. Now, I've already talked about Nancy Pelosi starting to clean house. And a guy bet me on Twitter $100 he put in my PayPal account. He said, because I told him, I said, Ocasio-Cortez is going to get a lot less media over the next month. And he's like, oh, no, she's not either. And I'm telling you, I'm not talking about an analysis of her Green New Deal. Her. She won't have a microphone in front of her face for any reasonable media for quite some time, unless Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats can't get a wrangle on her. So we'll see what happens. I predict that she won't. I hope she does, by the way. I hope she gets a lot of press. I hope she continues to say, I'll defy Nancy Pelosi. But if she's smart, she'll get out of the media for a bit. But he goes on to say this, but whatever remained, despite the efforts of the Never Trump movement, Donald Trump still fared very well among Republicans, retaining more than 90% of Republican voters. Hillary fared even better among Democrats, but captured only 80% of Sanders supporters in a general election. But whatever remained of the Kumbaya Party unity disappeared with the midterms, and with it, the Democrat Party's old power structure. Just as Trump is taking control of the GOP, the likes of Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, Tlaib, have seized the limelight. and by extension the reins of power on the other side of the aisle. Pelosi and Schumer may be in charge, but the Democratic Party has staked its success on millennials and Gen Zs, and to these demographics, the ideas supported by the Democratic establishment are nearly as repugnant as the current occupier of the White House. He says, any victorious establishment candidate can rest assured that the radicals will not go peacefully into the good night. From Tlaib's, we're going to impeach the mother, which drew widespread condemnation from party elders, to Ocasio's defiance of Pelosi, to Ilhan Omar's repeated anti-Semitic outburst, the Democrats' freshman class has made clear it's not in the business of building bridges. And the same goes for their followers. The new school have cultivated powerful social media personas, much like the president, complete with Twitter mobs that are eager to attack their opponents. Safety in numbers. And their ranks are swelling. Perhaps most alarming, he says, for the traditional members of the party, however, is the speed at which the newbies are winning over the left's most influential voices. Longtime director and Democratic activist Michael Moore recently declared on MSNBC, first of all, if you're moderate, stop being moderate. Take a position. There's no middle ground anywhere anymore. There's no time for moderation. He says this leaves little room for the Bidens, the Bloombergs, and the Clintons. And when push comes to shove, the reality of unseating Trump may very well change the dynamic. But for now, this is the new Democratic Party, ruled by radicals. The chance of inheriting the throne should terrify the remaining establishment holdouts. If one of these people inherited, is what he's saying, for the party they built for decades will be wholly unrecognizable. Now, let me tell you something. The Democratic Party that my grandmothers voted for, it's been unrecognizable for decades. I'm sure you feel much the same. More coming up.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Cleanup crews in Alabama continue to search for survivors of the deadly tornado that ripped through Alabama Sunday. So far, 23 people have died, and Lee County Sheriff Jay Jones says they're continuing to search for missing people.
We're concentrating on specific pockets. The search is not as in a broad spectrum.
And Alabama Governor Kay Ivey says,
we are a tight-knit community of people, and today each of us
mourns the loss of life of our fellow Alabamians.
Scotland Yard authorities say three explosive devices have been found in London, two near airports and one near a major train station. The packages were found at Waterloo Station and near buildings near Heathrow and London City Airport. One of the bombs did go off near Heathrow Airport, causing a small fire, which led to an evacuation. No flights have been canceled, no reports of any injuries, and we'll continue to follow this story. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Cory Booker wants to be relevant so badly. Wow. And he's hanging his hat on the LGBT community to get him there. And you can hardly blame him because it worked pretty well for Obama. Moreover, judicial confirmation seemed to bring out Cory Booker's Spartacus moment. It's like he's on the world stage and he knows it. And you ever been around somebody at a party and they just don't know what to say? Everything they say is the wrong thing. You're like, you know, you're talking about, you know, like the financials markets and you're saying, you know, well, look, when I'm doing trades, here's the deal. The way you want to make sure that, you know, the lows don't get too low, highs don't get too high, is you want to put a trade limit on it. And someone says, yeah, you know, I was like fishing one time and I learned that there's like a limit. And you go, okay, yeah, whatever. That person, that's what Spartacus is to me. Remember, he made headlines last September in his I Am Spartacus moment. In the theatrical display, Booker moved to release sensitive documents during Brett Kavanaugh's hearing. But here's the punchline. The documents weren't that sensitive. And the only thing was being sensitive. It's Cory's fragile ego. You know the way he talks. He talks like this. And I'm outraged that you would dare to do such a thing when people are starving to death in this country. And there are black people and there are brown people. There are people of color that are doing... You know, and it's all over. It's just so dramatic. Oh, we got clips. We got clips. I nailed it. And Cory Booker's latest drama queen display, this leftist sack attempts to grill Naomi Rao, who's the nominee Donald Trump asked to replace, you know, put up to replace now Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh on the U.S. Court of Appeals. And just play the clip.
You know, Senator, I think, you know, civil rights and equal protection of the laws are two essential values in our system. And if I were to be confirmed as a judge, I would firmly uphold that.
Have you ever had an LGBTQ law clerk?
I've not been a judge, so I don't have any law clerk.
I'm sorry, someone working for you.
I'm to be honest, I don't know the sexual orientation of my staff. So I take people as they come, you know, irrespective of their race, ethnicity, sexual orientation. I treat people as individuals. Those are the values that I grew up with, you know, and those are the values I would apply if confirmed.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Boom! Mic drop moment. Mic drop moment. Wow. Oh, first of all, she serves as the head of the Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs, so she has no clerks. But he wasn't briefed enough to even ask the right question. Now, I'm going to go into what else should he have been doing besides concentrating on that, but he doesn't even know what this woman does. She is the regulatory czar. They call her the deregulatory czar because she's more busy taking out legislation that Barack Obama put in. And she's apparently very good at it because we've saved $2 trillion in business over the Trump administration every year. But look here. Here's the deal. When interviewing people for a job, who inquires about a potential employee's sexuality? Who does this? You're looking for a barista. You're looking for somebody to handle, you know, they're going to sell insurance policy. Give me whatever your job is. Tell me that's what you're doing. You're like, oh, I can't wait to ask this person about their sexuality. Now, aside from it being illegal to do so, by the way, it's bad business. When you're looking to fill a job, by the way, conservatives, pay no attention to what I'm about to say. You know this. This is called common sense. Leftists, I'm talking to you. When you're looking to fill a job, you should be concerned about a person's ability to perform in their role, not their sexuality. Now, I'm just telling you how we conservatives look for people. But there's a bigger, deeper question here. Bigger. A bigger, deeper question. Okay, it's just deeper. Maybe it's not bigger. But here's the question. If you hire a gay person, should you be expected to know that you hired a gay person and provide a count? In other words, I've worked with many people. I've hired and fired many people. With pretty rare exception, I don't remember who's gay or who's not. I don't remember who's bi. I don't remember who's a member of the LGBT. The only time I can tell you, I know, and I didn't hire this person, but I know I had a member of the LGBT, was I worked in management consulting, and we had an assistant. And she was helping me in with some work. She was doing some prep for me to go do a presentation. And she looked tired. She was yawning. I was like, what's up with you today? Jeez, I go, were you up all night? She's like, well, kinda. And I went, what's going on? She says, well, I met this couple, and we hit it off. So we went back to their place, and then I had sex with them. And I went, okay, a little much information for me just asking a simple question, but there you go. So she was obviously a member of the B team. Get it? But I didn't, you know, it wasn't like I was going, ooh, look at you. Were you at a swingers party? I just asked, you look tired. You seem like, you know, you're not into it today. And she went on to give me all that information. So that is the only, and I shouldn't say the only, but it's one of the times where somebody admitted that they were. So if Cory Booker asked me, I would say yes, I did work alongside a member of the B's of the LGBT. Probably others too. If I think hard enough on it, it was a very effeminate guy or a very butch girl or who knows. But I didn't sit around wondering. I know this. I don't recall any transsexuals. But then again, I could be wrong. And here's the deal, Cory. I don't really care. What did Booker expect Rao to say? Yes, Senator Booker. By my count, I've hired and or worked with 23 members of the LGBT community. That's akin to saying, yes, I have a black friend, and I'm not racist. Booker's question, they said, was part of the 2020 Democratic president's bid to explore her views on LGBT rights, given her past writings. He wanted to explore her views, I should say. And here's the deal. You can bet whatever she's written is kept the playing field level for all Americans, regardless of their race, regardless of their religion, regardless of their sexual orientation. Yet, Spartacus wants a gotcha moment. So I tweeted, me too. Is this thing on? Meaning the microphone. And what of the attacks on Rao? I mean, she's an Asian woman after all. I'm guessing. I mean, Naomi Rao. She looks like she's Filipino, but I don't know. She could be Laotian. But I know this. She ain't no white woman. She ain't no fake Indian. Now, where's the left's outcry over Cory Booker asking stupid questions to this woman? And it's not his first time trying to browbeat a woman. Here's Cory Booker when he was talking to Kirstjen Nielsen. I think that's how you say her name. Kirstjen Nielsen, the director of Homeland Security.
The commander-in-chief, in an Oval Office meeting, referring to people from African countries and Haitians with the most vile and vulgar language, Both language festers. When ignorance and bigotry is allied with power, it is a dangerous force in our country. Your silence and your amnesia is complicity. Right now in our nation, we have a problem. I don't know if 73% of your time is spent on white supremacist hate groups. I don't know if 73% of your time is spent concerned about the people in fear in communities in this country. Sikh Americans, Muslim Americans, Black Americans. The fact pattern is clear of the threats in this country. I hurt. When Dick Durbin called me, I had tears of rage when I heard about his experience in that meeting. And for you not to feel that hurt and that pain and to dismiss some of the questions of my colleagues saying I've already answered that line of questions when tens of millions of Americans are hurting right now because of what they're worried about what happened in the White House.
Woo! Angry Black Man! Angry Black Man Syndrome, Corey! Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, and I'm not an angry black man. I used to be. I used to be volatile. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I would go off at the drop of a hat. Not, you know, like on women or anything like that, but like if you piss me off as a boy, you know, like a dude, was on like a chicken bone. But Cory Booker, he's got anger issues, and you know what? He doesn't even know why. The dude, how dare you? You were that mean. I did a perfect Cory Booker earlier, didn't I? I told you guys, they were listening to him going, uh-huh. Oh, you could sit in the president's office and you could listen to that type of speech about African countries. And he tries to enunciate. Yeah, come on, Corey. You ain't nobody. Y'all think this guy could be president? There is no way this guy's president. Y'all know it. Anyway, the lady says, I don't know the sexual orientation. Rao says, I don't know the sexual orientation of my staff. I take people as they come, irrespective of their race, ethnicity, sexual orientation. I treat people as individuals. Game, set, match. That's how we look at people. We don't view them that way. I don't try to remember how many black folks I worked with. In many cases, I can't count them. Dennis, when I worked with at Texas Instruments, but I don't sit around going, how many Asians, how many blacks, how many this. It was, were you a good engineer or were you not?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Elizabeth Warren stuck to the lie of her fake Indian heritage for decades. She stuck to that lie. And though she denies doing it, she milked that lie for personal gain. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. See, I don't care. When I've been saying for a while that my great-grandmother is Navajo Indian. She was half Navajo. And my grandfather, my actual grandfather, not the one that raised me, who was my step-grandfather, but my grandfather was half Cree. That's what I was told by my grandmother. And my great-grandmother, whom I met, I guarantee you she looked like a Navajo squaw, undoubtedly. Everybody, I mean, anybody in our family knows that my great-grandmother was half Navajo. Now, that makes me, if that's those are the numbers, I'm about 3/16 American Indian. So I do my DNA test, and it has no India. It is like less than 2%. And I know that's not true, but that's what my DNA profile came back. Now, my DNA profile says I'm 11% Irish, and I'm 10% Norwegian. And in a host of other African countries, approximately 8 or 9 other African countries, probably meaning that my family were slaves or something like that in Africa, slaves in Africa. So we come over here, the bloodline gets even more watered down with the Irish and the Norwegians, and bada bing, bada boom, you get the story of Kevin Jackson. Now, I've told people I'm part Indian because I've seen my great-grandmother. I never met my grandfather, but everybody else told me he was right off, you know, he was half Indian. His name is Eagle, and, you know, he's right off the reservation. So I believe him. But I didn't need to fake it because I was black already, so I had minority status. But here's what I will tell you. If I wasn't black, I would still tell that story the same way. I'd say my grandmother, here she is, here's pictures of her. Here's my grandfather. I don't have any pictures of him, but here's who he is. And if it got me some cred, great, but I wouldn't use it as a crutch. Elizabeth Warren used Indianhood as a crutch. And she believed their lies. She knew it wasn't, I knew my grandmother was on the reservation or whatever. She has no knowledge. There's nobody 3-4 generations back, you know, people, you know, grandmother, great grandmother, great great grandmother, great 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 grandmother, that she can go, that was my Indian right there. Now, I can tell you right away who mine are. I'm not bragging. It just is what it is. Baby. You know what I'm saying? But she knew. Warren knew. And yet, she propagated that lie. And she believed it for so long that she could no longer see the lies from the truth. At least that's what she convinced herself of. Now, let me just say this about leftists. Most of the things that they believe are built on lies. Democrats are not compassionate. They recently celebrated killing babies until the moment of birth, but they want you to believe that they're compassionate people. They criticize us for wanting to save babies. Democrats claim they want to help blacks, yet they privately celebrate the demise of blacks. Some of them publicly celebrate it. They love it when Clarence Thomas doesn't do this, or Herman Cain doesn't make, you know, this, or Alan West gets not reelected, or whatever. And they've trained other black people to celebrate publicly the demise, and they can, and whites can celebrate that. White leftists will celebrate the demise of other blacks. Behind the scenes, they talk crap about black folks. The same things that I say publicly, which is we have far too much crime in the black community, far too much pregnancy, too many, you know, kids out of wedlock, blah, blah, blah. They say privately and then pretend they don't say it. They pretend to help women, but they allow human trafficking of mostly women, encourage the rape of women trekking thousands of miles across countries, not discouraging them from doing so. And then they even enjoy the exploitation of young women who search for their dreams in Hollywood. But they want you to believe they care. If Democrats have proved anything, folks, over the past 2+ years under the auspice of Donald Trump, under the watchful eye of Donald Trump, they prove that they will lie to cover up their vicious acts better than nobody. There is nobody that we have that can compete with them. Their relentless cover-up of Russian collusion on behalf of Democrats shows Americans just how far these people are willing to go, and the people therein are willing to go to cover their tracks. And that's what's happened with Elizabeth Warren. She repeated her ethnic lie so many times she could no longer distinguish it from the truth. And interestingly, even after Warren outed herself as a fraud, the media tried to portray her as besting Trump. There was a video produced by The Guardian, and here's what it said. Elizabeth Warren, this is the title, Elizabeth Warren hits back at Donald Trump. Hits back? Folks, you don't even need a punchline. And despite what Elizabeth Warren says, she used that lie to get ahead in her career. And they actually made a video, CBS News, and they said, even though Elizabeth Warren lied, they said, Harvard has agreed that Warren never used her status as an American Indian to get ahead. Well, maybe she didn't, but what about you, Harvard? Weren't you touting her as your only minority faculty member or whatever else? What did you use her for to get ahead? Why was she, if she wasn't there for that reason, why are you touting her?
Well, it wasn't, that's not the reason why we hired her.
How do we know? How will we ever know? Anyway, Fox News reported this because Warren got busted. Massachusetts Democrat Senator Elizabeth Warren indicated that her race was American Indian in a handwritten registration form filed in 1986 with the Texas State Bar. This is according to a report that broke just the other day, and they said it was a part of her efforts to identify as a minority during her earliest days as a law professor. The revelation, initially reported by the Washington Post, is the first known instance of Warren claiming Native American ancestry in an official document and in her own handwriting. It threatened to add more ammunition to the already frequent attacks by Republicans, including President Trump, deriding Warren for such ancestry to bolster her academic career. Now, they got questioned by the Post, and they did not dispute the authenticity of the card. So it's real. Now, we know why Elizabeth Warren has been on her new apology tour. She's been trying to get ahead of this story for some time. Now, it got dropped 2-3 months ago, but then she came out again the other day, and I told you guys, I warned you. I said, there's something up. Elizabeth Warren is back to apologizing. She now has the official apology from the Cherokee Nation, and that's supposed to absolve her when she goes to debate Donald Trump, if she gets that far. Now, here's what I want to tell you. Trump didn't know Elizabeth Warren or care who Elizabeth Warren was decades ago. It was Warren who blatantly lied about her ancestry, and she did so to get ahead in her careers, all of her careers. And all Trump did is what Trump does. He called her out for her blatant lies, and he had the media power to make it stick when he called her Pocahontas. Now, I'm amazed at how the media now attempts to make Donald Trump the bad guy when clearly Warren is the antagonist in this little melodrama. Now, this article continues. Advisors close to Ms. Warren said she has privately expressed concern that she may have damaged her relationships to American Indian communities, and by her own standing with activists, particularly those who are racial minorities. Several outside advisors are even more worried. They say they believe a plan should be made to repair that damage, possibly a strong statement of apology. The advisors say Ms. Warren will have to confront the issue again if she announces a presidential campaign, which was expected. Now, this was before even the advisory committee. Now, Fox News article continues. Last week, Warren apologized to the Cherokee Nation for taking a DNA test in an attempt to prove she had a Native American ancestry. And on Tuesday, she again more broadly apologized for identifying as Native American for almost 2 decades. Guys, I'm telling you, this is an attempt to clean up her act. But she had plenty of time to admit to her lies. She thought it was going to blow over. She thought she would get the Obama treatment and the press would ignore, you know, whatever, like they ignored his entire failed presidency and his destructive 8 years. But the Republicans say it's insincere. For 7 years, this is a quote, this has been in the news. Elizabeth Warren has refused to apologize. Now, 4 days before her formal presidential launch, she issues a politically optimistic apology that doesn't go far enough. This is what RNC spokesperson said. But here's the reveal. She knew she was white all along. WAPO reporter Amy Gardner tweeted that State Bar of Texas yellow card where she put in the American Indian ancestry. And it was a picture of it we have on a blog post. But here's the big deal. At the time, Warren worked as a professor at the University of Texas Law School. That was when she filled this out in 1986. But prior to that, she listed herself as white. This came from the Boston Globe. According to the publication, Warren put white in personnel forms at the University of Texas previous to the yellow card in 1981 and in 1985. Then in 1986, she says, I'm an Indian. Then, get this, in 1988, she switches it back and says, I'm white again. This woman knew she was white all along. She lied on federal forms and she lied to get ahead, because that's what leftists do.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.